The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, President Biden has laid out his new plans for COVID-19. Probably the most controversial is a federal mandate. Any employer with 100 or more employees must mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for every one of their employees or require frequent, and I mean frequent, testing for COVID-19. Folks, I have tried my best to get the best information I can possibly get on the whole COVID thing, the vaccine. I have tried desperately to be balanced in my approach, what I say to you, my comments, my opinions. I am not a rabid pro-vaxxer. I am certainly not an anti-vaxxer. I have said over and over again, Joy and I got vaccinated. No regrets whatsoever. In fact, very grateful that we did. And if they continue recommending a booster 8 months after your last inoculation, we will probably get the booster. We will consult with our personal physician that we have great trust in first. But at the same time, I oppose vaccine mandates, not for medical reasons, for constitutional reasons. I oppose vaccine mandates. I am for education. Make your case. And then allow people to make their own decision. You may remember back, the end of June, the beginning of July, President Biden called a news conference and said, "We are here to declare our independence from COVID-19. Remember that? He took a victory lap around the field. Look what we have done. We are declaring independence from COVID-19. And now we have the same president saying it's bad, it's really bad, it's getting worse, and we got to take drastic action. If we don't take drastic action, everybody's going to die. And if you are an employer with 100 or more employees, we are going to force you to get your employees vaccinated. You probably know what I'm about to say. When we get through this, whenever that is, I honestly believe, and I am more convinced every day, we're going to look back and realize almost everything we were told was not true. Because the experts are making it up as they go. But I do have a responsibility to encourage you to do your own factual research on the vaccine thing. And let me repeat something I have said over and over and over again, and I know I'm being repetitious, but it is absolutely intentional. Don't just try to find sources that validate your beliefs. Don't do that. Because I don't care what you believe. if you look long enough and hard enough, you're going to find some world-renowned expert that agrees with you. And then you can say, see, there, I knew I was right. Just because you found someone or someones that agrees with your thoughts, your opinions, doesn't mean a thing. It just means you have found somebody else that agrees with you. Be wise on this, please. I am not an anti-vaxxer. If I was, my wife and I would not have gotten the vaccine. Now, if we can believe it, and I mean that sincerely, if we can believe it, the CDC has just released new results. Right now, over 90% of the people that are in hospitals seriously ill with COVID-19, over 90%, listen to me, over 90% of the people that are in hospitals in serious condition are unvaccinated. Now, we were told that if you got the vaccine, you'll never get it. 95, 96% chance you will never get. Well, we know that's not true. We know that was never true. We know they were wrong. May I repeat? Someday we'll look back and most of... Okay. So when we were told, if you get the vaccine, you're immune. Forget about getting it. Don't worry about it. No. Then we heard about breakthrough cases. Well, every once in a while, you know, one in a million, somebody that's vaccinated get it. Well, now we know that's not true. However, all of the evidence that I can see factually and anecdotally, which I'll make a comment here in just a moment. Those that are vaccinated are not immune from getting it. Far fewer, far, 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 far fewer people who are vaccinated get COVID-19. And if they do get it, they are far, far, far less likely to be hospitalized and certainly to be in serious condition. Those seem to be the facts. So it seems from the evidence, and I mean evidence that I can see, the vaccine is beneficial. And here's something I am learning more almost every day. This COVID-19 thing is not anything to mess with. I've told you about this dear missionary friend who has been in the hospital here in Columbus for over a month and for 2 to 3 weeks has been hovering near death. Young man, great physical condition. I mean, great physical condition. And unless God performs a miracle, and he certainly can, but unless God performs a miracle, he's going to lose his life. Drew and I know of several who have died. These are not names that you read in the newspaper that you never heard of. I'm talking about friends, people we know, people we're close to. I know of a number of pastors who have died in the last 6 months from COVID. What do they all have in common? They were not vaccinated. None of them. None of them were vaccinated. On the other hand, and now this is anecdotal. This is not scientific, and I want to make that clear. This is purely anecdotal on my part. We have known of several who have been extremely ill. Some have recovered. Some have died. None of them vaccinated. I do not know personally of anyone vaccinated that has been seriously ill, and none that we know have died. Now, again, I want to make that clear. That is not a scientific observation. That's just pure personal observation of personal friends, friends on Facebook, people that I know through other people, through pastors' news sources, and so forth. There have been a number of pastors who have died, and none of them were vaccinated. So I'm not trying to convince you to get vaccinated. That's your choice. But let me say what I have said many times in the last couple of months. If you choose, and I think that should be your choice, if you choose not to be vaccinated, make sure you have a good reason. This is not a hoax. It's serious stuff.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
It is unconscionable. It is unthinkable that a Christian college would be forced by the United States government to put boys in girls' dormitories, girls in boys' dormitories, boys in girls' showers, girls in boys' showers. It is unconscionable that a Christian college would have to sue the United States government to keep boys and girls separate in sleeping accommodations and in showers and bathrooms. How did we get here? Well, that's exactly what the Biden administration is trying to do to the College of the Ozarks. You may have heard of the College of the Ozarks. They're known as Hard Work U. It's a unique school just right outside of Branson, Missouri. All of the students are required to work on campus. Almost every single job on the campus is filled by a student. I mean, every job on campus. And that's the way they work their way through. There's almost, I don't remember all the details. A dear friend of ours was the campus pastor there for several years. I don't remember all the details, but you have almost no cost. You work it off, and that's why it's called Hard Work U. It's a fine Christian college. Well, technically, it's in Point Lookout, Missouri. It's in Branson, right outside of Branson. The Biden administration, for whatever weird reason, well, I'll take that back. I know why. A student went to the federal government and said, "I'm a boy, but I want to shower with the girls." I know that's oversimplification, but that's basically what happened. And the Biden administration thought, here's an opportunity to make an example of this little Christian college down in Missouri. And so they got heavy-handed with College of the Ozarks. Now, folks, I hate to get into this, but a lot of people just hated Donald Trump. And again, if you're a regular listener, you know I criticized Donald Trump on many occasions. I did yesterday. I think he made a really dumb decision about a faith council, and I just think it's dumb what he did. But he was crude. He was mean to people. He sent out mean tweets. He often didn't treat people the way he should have treated them. He was disrespectful. All of those things are true. He was arrogant, self-centered, at times obnoxious. But I don't know of anything that he or his administration did that was evil. I don't. This is not just wrong. This is evil. Here's the story. Christian College continues to fight to keep single-sex dorms, showers protected from Biden's LGBT policy. The College of the Ozarks, a private Christian college in Point Lookout, Missouri, is continuing to fight a government policy prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity after a judge dismissed the lawsuit. The United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit has agreed to expedite arguments in the case and schedule a hearing date in November. The government says the government policy is a violation of their First Amendment rights. Absolutely. In their complaint filed in April, officials at the College of the Ozarks asked a judge to set aside a February 11th memorandum from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development that administers and enforces Fair Housing Act to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Now, most of you know this is a policy that the Trump administration had reversed. When Biden became president, he immediately reinstated this policy that was originally brought about by the Obama administration and made it even more forceful. The directive says the college, quote, requires private religious colleges to place biological males into female dormitories and to assign them as female roommates. That's a mandate from the U.S. government. Can I read that again to you? The directive from the Department of Housing and Urban Development requires private religious colleges to place biological males into female dormitories and to assign them as females' roommates. May I repeat? This is evil. Well, the college is fighting back. They are refusing to obey the mandate from the federal government. Good for them. Again, it is unconscionable. And yet this is what this administration is pushing.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.